Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of singing and prayer, rejoicing, praise and worship, and the Word of God as we worship Him together. Let's sing now. Let's enter the presence of the Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Bring your choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name and invite you to worship with us. If it's convenient and possible, maybe you can invite someone else to tune in. And if for some reason the radio time is not convenient, remember the website is always available and the broadcasts are updated there each week, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link and select the day, and we invite you to worship with us there. And I'll be giving you some contact information in just a little while, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Have your Bible open to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and then let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms chapter 90 and verse 17. And he said, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands, and be upon us, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's take a celebration hymnal for our congregational number today. We want you to join in and sing with us. Clap your hands, raise your hands, praise the Lord. Enter into worship as we sing page 771. We'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Many of you know this. Let's sing.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He'll guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. But we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, and when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome. But we'll understand it better by and by. All far cherished plans have failed, disappointments have prevailed, and we wandered in the darkness, heavy-hearted and alone. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by.
Sing it now. By and by, and when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome.
but we'll understand it better by and by. Temptation, hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, and when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, let's sing it again. By and by, and when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, oh, we will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by.
Hallelujah. Many times people make the expression, and I hear it, I guess, about every day, I just don't understand. Well, what good would it do you to understand in many situations? God understands and knows all about it. We've placed everything in His hands, and He's in control. So even though the trial may be tough, and, you know, it may seem like you're having a struggle getting through, just remember, He understands, and He has it all in the palm of His hands, and your victory is near. It's on its way. Let's keep looking up. Let's keep our faith in God. Let's keep our hope and our trust in God, knowing that our God is a mighty fortress. Hallelujah. He is ready to protect and to bring His people through to victory. Remember, He has never lost a battle. And according to the Word of God, He is never going to lose a battle. In the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7, our precious promise today, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust Him. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. That goes along with just some of the comments I've recently made. The Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. There's no reason for us to understand when we've placed it in His hands and He's strongly got a hold on it in the day of trouble. And remember, it says there, He knoweth them that trust Him. So if you know, if you know the Lord, if you're putting your trust in Him, He knows you. And He knows you are trusting Him. Isn't it wonderful that God is so knowledgeable and so aware and so conscientious of His people? Let's pray together. Let's just bring all of our needs and burdens to the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank You today for being our stronghold. And thank You, Lord, for loving us so much that You pay attention to us in the days of trouble. And Lord, You know who we are that put our trust in You. I just pray today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, You'll minister to the needs of Your people. I pray, Lord, You'll undertake in our hearts and lives. And I pray today, Lord, You'll stir us and search us. And Lord, help us to be clay in the potter's hand. Make us and mold us and use us for the glory of God. Lord, we just come to You today asking that You speak to those that are unsaved. Maybe this broadcast ministry today can be used as a means of someone being touched. And Lord, use it as best You can to speak to some heart. May it be the day, Lord, that someone is saved. Somehow or another, Lord, let's get the message to those that are unsaved. Let's get the message under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, so they can be convicted of their sins. We know, Lord, that if they just look up to You and repent, You'll forgive them of their sins. You'll cleanse them and make them new and make them whole in Jesus' name. We're believing it to be so, Lord. We don't want anyone to be lost. And Lord, we know you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Touch the sick today, Lord. Many are listening, have got some kind of an ailment, and they need a touch of God. Have your way in their lives, I pray. Lord, just minister to every need today. The list just continues to go on. Lord, there's people today worshiping with us that are praying about different things that I have no idea. But Lord, I know as they agree with us together in one mind and one accord, you know them that trust you. Hear those prayers and minister to them. Meet those needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's worship him and sing, "We're Together Again."
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, we're together again. Aren't you happy about it? Just praising the Lord. Let's sing together. Let's worship him. We're together again, in one accord. Lift your voice to God with us. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we're two or three are gathered together in his name. He said he would be in our midst. Let's look for the Lord in our midst. In just a little while, I'll give you some contact information. Here's one entitled, "In the Valley of Decision."
To the Valley of Decision I did go one day, to try to find the answer. So I knelt right down to pray. Then I heard a voice speak gently, "Come and follow me." In the valley of decision, God set me free. There's a valley of decision. It is a garden of prayer. For the tired and for the weary, who are burdened down with care. When your heavy load is lifted, joys will never cease. In the valley of decision, you'll find sweet peace. valley of decision, you'll find God there. He is the mighty healer, so your soul need not despair.
Trust
in him and let him lead you. Seek his will to do in the valley of decision. He'll answer you. There's a valley of decision. It is the garden of prayer. For the tired and for the weary who are burdened down with care. When your heavy load has lifted, joys will never cease in the valley of decision. You'll find peace. There's a valley of decision. It is the garden of prayer. For the tired and for the weary who are burdened down with care. When your heavy load is lifted, joys will never cease in the valley of decision. You'll find sweet peace.
And the Bible teaches us that he will give us peace that passeth all understanding. What does that mean, preacher? It'll be such a peace that you will not be able to understand. We've been talking about understanding, but the peace of God passeth all understanding. That means there is no one on the face of the earth that has the peace of God that is able to understand it. So you might go to someone or to some counselor or some preacher or some authority or some other Christian and describe the peace you have, and you might say, well, I just don't understand this. And you know what their reply is going to be? I don't understand it either. Why? Because it passeth all understanding. And when the Word of God says it passes all understanding, if someone tells you that they understand the peace of God, you know that they are wrong. That is an error. When the Word of God says it's beyond and it passes understanding, then that applies to every one of us. Let's just enjoy the peace of God, and let's not worry about the understanding. Let's leave that in the hands of God. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here each week at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. Thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you for telling someone about our ministry. Thank you for praying for us, your song requests, your prayer requests, your offerings, anything you do to help us continue. We want to say thank you so very much. If after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. And if you don't have any money, you can still send us a song or prayer request, however you would feel led to do. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. I'll try to give that to you again briefly at the very end. In times like these, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these,
sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need a Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure. Be very sure. Hallelujah. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Well, time is moving on quickly, but 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Wonderful words of life. Steadfast, unmovable saints. He teaches us here in the scripture that we would be steadfast and unmovable, continuing, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why do we continue this way? It looks like a losing battle sometimes, but he says, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's what keeps us going in the midst of adversity. Today, many professing Christians are growing so lukewarm that it's nearly impossible to tell them from individuals who have not made a profession of faith or who do not claim Christianity. There's a great need in our day for Christians who will be faithful in the service of the Lord by being steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's consider from God's word some characteristics of those who are steadfast and who are unmovable. And no doubt we'll have to continue this on more than one broadcast. But steadfast, unmovable saints have peace with God. Peace with God is something that is very, very unusual in our world. Many people have no peace with God, and the unsaved individual knows nothing about the peace of God. To know the peace of God is to know Jesus. And to know Jesus brings that great peace that is passing all understanding within our hearts and our soul. Isn't it great, saints of God, to have this peace even in the midst of the storms? The other night, the storms were raging during the night here at the house. And oftentimes you hear of storms that are raging other places. The storms of war are raging in many of our lands around the world. But I would dare say that during the storm recently here in Mount Vernon and other places, and those storms of war that are raging in many of our lands, there are some saints of God there that are not disturbed like we could be, because they have the peace of God in their heart. They may not be able to understand it, but they can experience it. And the great thing about this is you don't have to understand it to experience it. You just have to accept it and turn it over to God. This peace of God comes from nothing that you have done or nothing that you can do. It only comes through the merits of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He came to bring us peace, wonderful peace. The song says, coming down from the Father above. Peace with God results in being justified by faith. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, therefore we are justified by faith. Therefore we have peace with God. Let me turn over there and read it very, very, very quickly in your hearing today. Romans 5, 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I want you to know today, and then patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We're talking about steadfast, unmovable saints, someone that's got the goods, someone you can go to and ask them to pray, and they'll get on their knees, or they'll seek God, they'll lift their voices and their faith to God, and God will hear their prayers and answer according to His will. Let's continue on. Join us for the next service if you can. And remember, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Would you pray for us when you pray? Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website, once again, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus.